Is there one element of this plan that trumps the others, or do they all work in concert together?
Well, there are some that are larger than others in terms of potential dollar savings and the degree of difficulty in achieving those. But frankly, right now the plan indicates that without making all the changes, we could have a projected loss of over $20 billion in 2016, and that's just the annual loss in that year. So we need to make all the changes in our plan in order to return that $20 billion projected loss to a modest profit.
Lay out for me what the workforce issues are here, what you want to do with the workforce, and the savings that you can realize if you do those things.
Sure. There are a number of 80% of our costs are salary and benefits. And so it by its nature, is a very personal thing in terms of reducing costs. We have a couple of elements to the plan where it essentially would result in fewer positions at the Postal Service. For example, moving from 6 to 5 days of delivery, cutting out Saturday delivery, would save over $2.5 billion and would result in about 30,000 fewer positions at the Postal Service. Additionally, our restructuring of our area mail processing plants that is underway would result in also a like reduction of 30,000 by coincidence employees and a savings of over $4 billion all told with facility cost and people. So luckily we're poised to do this in a way that hopefully would bring a soft landing for our employees, in that over the five-year period for the plan, we would expect a reduction of about 150,000 positions. However, as we sit here today, we have about 280,000 employees who are eligible for retirement or early retirement over the period.
Senator Tom Carper told me on this show on Wednesday that he thinks the auto industry model is a viable model for the Postal Service. The unions took over the health care plan. The companies had minimal layoffs, lots of buyouts, early retirements. Is that a model that you think is similar to what you want to do, or is it a model that you think that might work for the Postal Service?
Oh, it absolutely does have some elements to it that are nearly identical to what we are addressing here in our plan. It's somewhat by coincidence, but it's also because some of the cost structures are similar in terms of legacy cost and expensive health and benefit plans, et cetera. For example, in our case, we've calculated with our outside consulting experts that we could save over $7 billion a year. Again, $7 billion a year if we were to take over our health care plan and administer that through the Postal Service as opposed to remaining in the FEHB or the federal health plan.
You have said that none of the congressional proposals include all of the changes that you want to do within the Postal Service. What are some of the things that Congress hasn't addressed yet in the various pieces of legislation they've proposed?
Well, the interesting part is that each of the proposals, both the Obama administration, the Senate, and the House, have proposals on the table. And we really appreciate all of them focusing on this. They realize how important it is and how important a healthy Postal Service is to the overall economy. So if you add all the proposals together, they actually do include all the elements in our plan. Unfortunately, no one of the proposals includes all of the elements. And so we're hoping that we can get everybody on the same page after they have studied our plan and realize that we really need to make all the changes in order to return the Postal Service to financial stability.
Now, that's an interesting fact that I didn't know, that somebody amongst all of these plans has covered everything you want to do. They just haven't all been collected together.
That is correct. Now, some of them don't go about it in precisely the way we would like to in our plan, but the elements, the actual nature of the items are covered in one or the other.
Now, based on what you've seen in those plans, if one of the plans on the Hill gets to where you want to go a little bit different direction, do you feel like you have leeway there, or are you pretty well set that the plan that the Postal Service has set is the way that it needs to happen?
Well, there's obviously, if we were able to modify elements of the plan in order to meet some of the objectives of people on the Hill or the administration, we would do that. We'd clearly be flexible, but to the extent that those modifications resulted in lower savings from a particular element, we would need to achieve higher savings in another element in order to return to profitability.